I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org, the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you for riding with us for the second hour of For the Culture. That's right. Now, we're going to make this second hour a lot more fun. We're going to talk about something, man, that's just taking people by storm on social media. You know, we got to always keep up to date on what's happening in the culture, music, entertainment, sports, and all of that good stuff, right? But there's this situation right now. I don't even know where to start with this situation. Well, apparently, R&B singer Jay Holiday, who has had two hits, count them, and I'm not lying, two hits. Mr. The one of them was called Bed, and the other was called Suffocate. Back in 2008, 2009. Yeah, R&B singer. I don't get why R&B singers are the hardest dude in the industries, but apparently this is the case. Apparently, Mr. Jay Holiday, by it being Grammy season, had a few choice words to say to black women artists. And he calls them out by name, the queen herself, Queen B, Beyonce, the newcomer, the hot fire, Miss Cardi B, and the soul sister of the moment, SZA. Jay Holiday, what's your beef, man? Talk to me.
So apparently, man, the black men still losing to the women. I get it. No disrespect. I was raised by a woman. I have two older sisters, man. I have absolute all respect for black women. But with that being said, understand this, man. Black men, African American men, men from the hood, we go through everything to make sure that who we care about are taken care of. We don't swing our dicks around. We don't do all this to be seen. I could be that nigga over here up. I know a whole bunch of little that sing, that I could call their ass out, but I don't. And understand this. I got daughters, man. Cardi, Beyonce, SZA, all y'all motherfuckers. Stop using that pain to make it okay to say some shit on your record and get nominated for a Grammy for going through some bullshit. Because so have I, as a black motherfucker.
Wow. Mr. Bed, Mr. Suffocate, Jay Holiday. Wow. Yeah, he had a lot of few choice words to say. Cardi B, Beyonce, SZA, all y'all MF, stop using that pain to make it okay to say some stuff on your record and get nominated for a Grammy for going through some BS, because so have I as a black MFing man. Really? Really, Jay Holiday? Isn't the point of being an artist to talk about your pain? I would think so. I got to ask this question. Folks, and ladies, I want to hear from you, especially ladies. Tell me, do you agree or you disagree with Jay Holiday? 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888. Do you think he has a point? Do you feel like black women artists are using their pain to just make an advancement in their career? Now, look, let's keep this in context, right, in a proper perspective, that Mr. Jay Holiday was a little salty. He said this message on Instagram, and his caption for Instagram said, "Yes, salty, I lost to MJB. I'm over it." Bruh, you sound like you don't know what you're feeling. You're salty, you lost to Mary J. Blige. Check this out, folks. Jay Holiday hasn't put out, and I'm not joking, he hasn't put out a record in about 5 years, but he's salty. He lost to Mary J. Blige in winning the Grammy or one of the top Grammys from 2009, literally 10 years ago, or nearly 10 years ago. He's still talking about how black men are still losing to black women? Oh my gosh, bro. How far off are you, son? Like, what you talking about? All right, let me get to the phone line and see what you got to say. Using pain to sell records, do you agree with Jay Holiday's assessment and the dynamic of black women winning black men? 410-319-8888. All right, we got Mark on the line. Mark, talk to me.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
How you doing? Good.
Good, good. Yeah, to comment on, I can definitely understand where you're coming from as in terms of the perspective. Does definitely seem like he has a lot of animosity on his chest. But at the same time, the clip that you did play, he did say something that I thought was still right on the money, which was it does seem like as though a lot of the women are, I guess, rewarded for going against their black men. I mean, if you kind of, you know, sit there and listen to a lot of the music that's out now, a lot of it is like side chick music. It's the women being mad at the men. You know, I do transportation for a living, so I'm constantly playing the radio, and I turn to my customers and I say, you know, like, what is everybody so mad about? It seems like everybody they want us to be fighting with each other and even have this conversation that we're having right now. But to basically, just to sum it up real fast, I will give you an example. One thing that I didn't really care for, and this is kind of off subject, but still on the same subject, if you look at it.
Okay.
Basically, look at Halle Berry. For example, she was rewarded the Academy Award, and that was basically for her showing her breasts in Swordfish and also having sex with
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. She was basically rewarded for doing that just nasty deed on camera, because from what I understand on Monster Ball, that was the same man. She had sex with the same man who basically killed her husband her son. Correct me if I'm wrong, right?
Yeah, that was it.
So that says it all right there, brother. It seems as though they want us to fight. Listen to all the TLC songs, the old Destiny's Child songs. All of these songs are constantly something to have us mad at each other.
But and you know what, though? Mark, check this out. I want you to ride with me on this one. Men, our music, and he's saying, okay, Jay Holiday said that women are showing their pain, like they don't go through stuff. Like black men, we go through stuff. And how much angry music do black men produce against black women? Brother, you and Mark, you and I both know this city here in particular. I'm talking about Baltimore. This city here, we love trap and ratchet music.
Agreed.
We love that. That's what we eat on. We love it. We eat it up, man. And then it's like, but if you listen to the violence against women in the lyrics of these of some of these male songs, it's like, geez, bro, do you even have a mom?
Like, agreed, brother. Agreed.
you know what I'm saying?
And that's why I just said what I said about it seems as though that's exactly to my point, because it seems as though we're mad at each other. That's what I said at the beginning
when
we first started talking.
That is true.
That I agree. You know, it's just as much of the women downing us, and then it's just as much of us downing them. Now, I give it to you something to flip it on the flip side.
I flip it.
Turn to the white station, not to be funny. Their songs don't do any of that. They're sitting there talking about their first girlfriend and their first kiss and how magical it is for us to be together and holding hands. No, you sitting there downgrading your black sister, like you say, as if you never had a mother, a sister, or anybody, and you sitting there calling all types of names underneath the book. But then you turn to these white stations and she's a beautiful queen and, you know, just.
You know what, though? I mean, but see, and again, and it's the culture here. That's why we call it For the Culture, because our culture, it's a two-way street.
Agreed.
If, for example, if you and I, while we in the car and we turned off certain music, it doesn't get to play after a while. If you tell your friends and they tell your friends and they tell their friends, and then we just made the commitment to say, you know what? We're not listening to no more of that music. Guess what's not going to be played after a while? If you were to call up to a radio station, here what most people don't know. If you were to call up to a radio station and file a complaint with the FCC for a particular reason in terms of the music, they'll be forced to change the music. And see, we take it as, you know what, I got to play this because this is what the people want. But I always ask this question, Mark, and I'm sure you do too. I always ask, what if the people don't know what they want?
They don't. They don't.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, what if you plan a music, but you never offered an alternative? So how do they know? How did they understand the power of choice? If you never offered an alternative, they don't even know a separate reality, because all you playing is one reality. But here's the thing though. Here's the big thing.
Okay.
Lemonade, and I'm talking about these sisters in particular. Beyonce, she put out Lemonade. That was a very, very personal album for Beyonce. And if you listen to Beyonce's music, and look, I understand why the sisters love the Beehive. Check this out, because I don't want my Beehive to be how to be, you know, and you know, hijack my Twitter, my Instagram, because they will do that. But the reality is, the love that you see, when you heard a Beyonce song and she talking about certain situations, there was only one dude that you know she was talking about, and that's the dude she married to.
Right. Agreed.
You feel what I'm saying? SZA.
Most definitely.
If you listen to SZA music, I don't know if you listen to SZA. I listen to SZA. My wife listened to it. That's what women go through.
Right.
And Cardi B, brother, I haven't heard more women talk about how they felt like her music was uplifting now more than ever. Even though she was a stripper and she went through all of that, I've heard women say she's very positive.
Right.
So I don't understand. Totally I'm not understanding where Jay Holiday is coming from. I think yo was straight off the mark with this one, Mark. No, I'm saying I don't understand. It's like, bro, you sound like a real hater right now, and then how are you going to say you respect all women and then you call these three women, not individually, but you say Cardi, Beyonce, SZA, all y'all mother effers, like bruh. seriously, like come on, bruh. I would never, you don't call no women no MF, man. Like, for real. Like, okay, you don't agree with their music. It is what it is. But then you call them that. Now you talking out against three of the top females, especially Beyonce, bruh. You don't know, man, you know who her husband is? you will never be on a song again. You, Jay Holiday, guess what? You have just officially put your career to bed.
He really did. He's a black ball now, I'm sure.
Your career is suffocating at this point, man, because you just got he just went Monique in this situation. I don't know.
Yeah,
like, yo,
best
just
thing
chill
I can
out,
say, man. We just need to, man, for real, we could just throw on some old tunes, because, you know, all of our 60s, 70s music, half of the stuff we were made off of, if we just throw that on, I think we'll be all right. There was a brother actually talking about, too, I laid this one on you, talking about the power of the record itself opposed to the power of digital. So what I mean by that is that the people were actually back in the days being healed from the vinyl, because what it would be is that the needle, which was made of quartz crystal, would go into the groove of the vinyl and it would let off a certain pitch, and from that pitch people were being healed from that pitch. So with that being said, brother, if we could just go back and just throw on the 45s and the 33 and the thirds, man, we'd be just fine, brother.
But here's the thing, though, Mark, and I appreciate you having this conversation, man, because you sound like you're a real conscious dude. And here's the thing. At this point, like, we do have a real gap in the culture, you know what I'm saying, because there are underground artists. There are even Christian artists. There are artists that are quote-unquote positive artists. But the thing is, as the listener, we don't even yet, we have yet to fully understand our power. Like, you don't have to support. Now, I get it, because everybody ain't going to listen to positive. I get in my day, you know, I don't know how old you are, brother, but I know for me, I don't mind listening. Some days, I listen to Biggie. I get into my Biggie, you know, I listen to Pac. Some days, I might even throw in some Mobb Deep, right?
Right.
And, you know, Mobb Deep, they ain't never say nothing about saving no dude. Every other bar, they about to shoot and kill some cat, right? But but the reality was that you know, the difference was that unless you have a foundation of thinking that can combat the messages that you're getting from this type of music, then you're going to fall victim to it. And that's the difference. Like, you know and I know that at the end of the day, we're not going to go out and shoot and kill no dude. Like, that's right. just not how you get through life.
Right.
But if you are not accustomed or have not been exposed to that type of thinking or that type of teaching, then you are going to be, your head is going to be filled up with popping mollies, popping pills. I'm about to shoot this cat and all of that. But see, just as much Jay Holiday, Jay, why don't you talk about brothers advocating for drugs, man?
Hey, look, man, you just you just opened a bowl of
why you ain't talking about you want to down sisters, right? You going to continue that process, but you ain't talking about brothers that's talking. Man, Future came out with an interview and said he really don't pop pills. He just likes saying that in his music. Tell that to the young brothers that are pop pills because you said it was cool.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And now what you saying? So now you lying.
Agree, brother. That brother disrespects the most women that I've heard recently, and he also will sit there, like you're saying, just talk about the drugs and promotes it. And then he has daughters himself. You know, he has, I think he has three daughters, because I know he has three baby mothers. I hate to say that, but mother of his children, you know. He has three of those. So it's like, come on, man, you could do better. Like, you know good and well that, like you say, if there are no, because what's happening right now is babies raising babies.
Yeah.
So just like you say, if mama ain't got her mind together, she's messing around and, you know, a super young herself, messing around, had the baby at 15, 16 years old. Some of these girls getting pregnant at 13. So mommy is messing around, really still a child herself. I can honestly tell you that I didn't fully mature until I at least turned 35.
Look at that, Mark.
That's the truth, man. You know, I really didn't totally grow up until I was 35. They
brother.
Give you 18 and 21. No, you're still a child. Trust me, you are still a child. I didn't fully grow up until 35, man.
My goodness. And that's what I'm saying. Because dudes, unfortunately, today, more black men I find today, and I'm talking, I know I'm going to get some heat for this statement, but I'm going to say it because I truly believe it. Brothers that are between like 25 and 35 today, You're really not as mature as you think you are.
You really aren't as mature as
your view of manhood is so warped and so twisted, right? Because you think a manhood is, I'm going to pop a chick in her face if she talks back to me or challenges me, or you expect so much from a woman that it's just unrealistic. And then you walking around like you own the place, like you don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. And it's like, at the end of the day, like your view is so messed up. So when you talk about that maturity level, of course, we know there's an old research that's done that said that women mature faster. Jay-Z said that in his own song when it's 444.
Yes, he did.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about his wife. So now we're in this place that if men don't mature quicker than women, and then men just take this role like you got it all under control, then how are you expecting a woman to, you know, submit to your power, your authority, and you just as crazy as hell?
Yeah, that's right. That's true, man.
And so you know, and that's the same for me. Like, you know, it takes us years now. I appreciate that. But real talk, like, it takes us years for us to get to that place of maturity. And most dudes think just because you turn 21, you mature. Man, you 21, you really like 12, bro.
Say it again. Especially nowadays with them trying to dumb us down, you know, the man of today is definitely not the man of yesterday, you know. Even 40-year-old women don't look the same as 40-year-old women from back in the day. You know, you could count on that, you know, just looking at your teacher. Look at your English teacher, you know, how they look now. These teachers are fine now. They ain't look like that back in the day.
Hey, Mark, do you remember? Like I said, I was having a conversation about the school system yesterday. I said I was crushing on 40 and 50-year-old women. My teacher was never 24, 25.
Was never 24, 25.
I wish. I would have been like, oh, I got a chance. But the teacher that I had, an English teacher, I was crushing on hard, man. She was like eons older than me. And I was in seventh grade. And I was like, man, now, no. But see, again, you got to see the culture is such a situation that if we have a situation like with Jay Holiday, and he continues to promote the gap and continues to make it seem like black men and versus black women instead of black men and black women, then that's what we're going to get. We're producing a generation that's going to hate one another, like you said, right? The male and is hating the male and the female and vice versa. We're producing that. We're causing our own demise because we don't understand.
Well, did Tupac not say if we don't take care of them, we're going to have a race of babies that will hate
the ladies? Come on, Mark.
Did he not say that?
He said that, bro.
You know what I mean? So
that's and look how, and you can't tell me that's natural. Because why would a child hate their mother?
That is craziness.
That's not natural, bro. That is totally unnatural. Totally. Check this out. How can you say I got love and respect for women, but then next thing you know, you beating on a woman, you cuss a woman out and all of that stuff, but act as if the woman that's in your life is immune from that. Like, you know, she's your little princess, but guess what, man? You keep going down that road, she's about to be somebody else's situation.
Exactly. And karma is a beast. Just know that. Better do right.
Hey, Mark, I really appreciate you for checking in and having this conversation with me tonight, man. It's fantastic.
Man, likewise, brother. It's really my pleasure, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Keep listening. All right, Rebecca, thank you for checking in. Talk to us. What you think?
Okay, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm calling from my car.
I got you, Rebecca.
All right. I think that guy does not know where he is because he does not understand the agenda of the music and record industry, where they rewarded executives with stocks in prisons to inspire, you know, hate rap and violence.
Mm.
They are being rewarded because they are fulfilling the agenda of the record industry to degrade, for black self-degradation and black self-hatred.
But Rebecca, I gotta ask you, do you think that the music of Beyonce, Cardi B, and SZA, do you feel like their music is a downgrade, is a real hindrance for black women?
Not necessarily. I don't really know Cardi B and SZA or Sizzler, whatever her name is, but it does set up a role model for young black girls to carry themselves in a way that's less than ladylike.
And that's the thing. But I think what Jay Holiday is also saying, he's saying that, but then part of me feels like he's still salty because he wasn't recognized. And I don't get that. Instead of being a productive part, playing a productive role in this conversation, why would you downgrade black women and then at the same trying to say that you need, that black men needs to take the lead or take the authority in this situation?
I really don't understand why he has an issue with MJB. All he has to do is look at numbers. He had, what'd you say, two hits? Mary J. Blige has been around how long?
She's been around for well over 20 years.
So there's no argument there. I mean, he clearly does not understand the world he's living in.
Well, no, he hasn't. Correction, Rebecca. He doesn't understand the world he used to live in. His career is over, Rebecca.
Okay.
His career is, and I'm saying that not to because of any internal force. I'm just saying, you put yourself out there, and you just made yourself a laughing stock. Like you're trying to prove
a
point.
Yeah, you made yourself look pathetic.
Now you're looking silly. So now any music that comes from you, it could be really good music. But who's going to listen to it at this point?
Right, right. Thank you for letting me call, and I appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely, Rebecca. Thank you so much. Man, oh, man. Jay Holiday. You just suffocated yourself, Jay. And now your career is in the bed. Really, bro? You just... All right, look, up next, we're going to check in with our sports contributor, Mikel Ramos. He's going to give us another sweet edition of Rolling with Ramo. So stay tuned. A whole lot left on the last 30 of For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. We'll be right back.
How heavy the young lady is.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Welcome, welcome back to WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community and the next generation. You're tuned in to what happens to be for the culture with Faraji Muhammad. I am Mikel Ramos. You don't hear him. It's okay. Don't worry. I didn't abduct him or anything. He's sitting right here. However, my time is now. You're tuned in to the best segment and show roaming your airwaves. Rolling with Ramos. You're rolling with the Ramos for the last 30 for in the culture, people. How do you feel? Happy New Year. You haven't heard my voice. I am sorry. I'm going to hit up Faraji's people and talk to him about that because that seems to be an issue we're having around here. Faraji, hello.
Mikel Ramos, so happy to have you back on for the new year. I'm good. How are you?
For the culture.
Rolling for the culture. All right, Mikel, so there's a lot of sports news, right?
Okay, we're gonna touch some headlines just a little bit of a tad.
Can we talk football today?
We're definitely gonna talk that Super Bowl 52, people. I did not pick Tom Brady and the Patriots to win the other night, so if you want to call me and talk about it, you can. 410-319-8888. Say what you want to say about me, but I will tell you why.
But did you pick the Eagles
To
do the damage they did to the Vikings? My goodness. You know what? Now there's all these rebirth Eagle fans that walking around Baltimore. You know, I see some folks that they might have an Eagle something on, then they got a New York hat. Like, they don't know what city they're in. They don't understand. Man, New York, Philadelphia, we Baltimore, son.
Well, I'm a Redskins fan, so I'm not highly into this whole thing neither, but at the same time, as an analyst, as somebody that enjoys football, period, bring it to the NFC East, baby. Bring it back to the NFC East. Now, if we're going to go talk, you talked about the NFC Championship game. Let's talk about how those Eagles flow, baby. Philadelphia Eagles 38-7, the Minnesota Vikings. Case Keenum 28-48, one touchdown, two interceptions, 271 yards. Nick Foles 26-33, 352 yards, three touchdowns. Time to get that Carson Wentz injury out your head, Philadelphia fans. This man picked up the slack big time. Eagles will go to the first Super Bowl they've been to since the in a long, long
time. When was the last time they went to the Super Bowl?
Last time they've been to the Super Bowl. Let's revisit this first, though.
Okay.
I want you to hear this first, though. Picking up the slacks, Carson Wentz. Foles on fire Sunday night against a defense known to allow people to not score at all. The top-ranked D, to be exact. The Eagles led in their most lopsided playoff victory, the Eagles' first Super Bowl appearance since 2005 against the team that beat them. We will discuss them later in that one. Foles replaced the injured Carson Wentz in game 13 of the season and finished the season propelling the team from last place to first place. You know, a lot of people said Carson Wentz losing their main guy was going to hurt him. Nick Foles is not the guy. He has to manage the game. How you like Nick Foles, baby? This is not luck.
I do like
this. This is talent. Nick Foles doing the job. Minnesota, unfortunately.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about the team that did not win. Minnesota will not be the first team to win the Super Bowl on their own field. Bringing it home, no longer an option. Minnesota returns home to watch two other teams play in its stadium. It's like the equivalent of us walking into our house, Faraji, and the Super Bowl's playing in our living room, and they said we can't join.
Right.
Heart-wrenching. Right. Mike Zimmer says their head coach said we would have loved to play in the Super Bowl even if it was in China. But there was this lady, her name was Millie, 99 years old. She was a fan since the conversion of the Minnesota Vikings to bring them to Minnesota. She has never seen her team get this far. And now she does not have a chance to see them.
It's called sports.
Yeah. The game basically over at halftime. Minnesota made it look easy at the offset, driving 75 yards on 9 plays, each of which gained yardage. This would result in a 25-yard throw from Case Keenum to Kyle Rudolph behind Eagles linebacker Najee Good. The only play that saw Philadelphia's defense look confused because the underdog would be the dog the whole game. They would not let up the whole game, and this would be the only time that the Minnesota Vikings would score.
Well, you know what? What I saw, I mean, and I definitely – I believe your game analysis. I saw them getting smashed.
Well, you know, I'm saying,
a 38, what was the final score? 38-7.
People picked the Minnesota Vikings to win. A lot of people saying their defense would be a little bit better to propel them. Case Keenum, still, should get a lot of money. The Minnesota Vikings owe him Case money, and this is after a year that it was after AP. Adrian Peterson's no longer a Minnesota Viking. He was the franchise, the propeller. We all know how many yards, 9 yards away from the single-season rushing record. We know about him. And then Teddy Bridgewater was supposed to be the predecessor. Everybody was looking for him to pick up the slack and be the guy in Minnesota, the quarterback. But then he gets injured, and he has to miss the whole season. And then everybody's thinking Sam Bradford's going to take that position. And good old Case Keenum just slithers in there. And who knew this defense would be that darn good?
Well, here's the thing. Speaking of Case Keenum, I came across this story, Mikel, that he said, quote, that his family got some tough treatment from Eagles fans. He mentioned that he wasn't going to say any stories, but there are some situations that weren't good. And he's just glad that he had some of his friends to intercede because, you know, his fans were there to see that game. And Philly has this reputation.
Oh, man, they throw cans at you. They throw cans at Santa.
Just getting physical.
They do whatever they got to do. If you listen, Faraji, one time I was on my way to Philly. A good friend, old friend of mine, he's from Philly. His family's from Philly. We were going to an Eagles game, and we were going to an actual Sixers game. And, you know, that's a hard town sports-wise. We going up the 95 corridor. Once you get to Delaware, it's all about the Eagles and everything that's going on in Philly. If you're not winning in Philadelphia, you don't see no Flyers mouse pads. You don't see no pencils, no Eagles pencils. You don't see no Sixers bobbleheads. You will not see yourself until you show up and start producing. It's been a long, you know, this game's narrative, Minnesota and Philly, it's been a long time coming for both these teams. So it would have been heart-wrenching for both these teams. However, Philly, baby, you fly, baby. Get on the poles. Forget about that oil. Let them celebrate.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and hear what you got to say. 410-319-8888, as this is Rolling with Ramos here on For the Culture, and you're rolling with Mikel Ramos.
Kenneth, talk to us. Me.
Kenneth.
Hey, what's wrong, Ramos? You don't like the Brady Bunch?
Real recognizes real. I respect the New England Patriots.
These guys are scientists at what they do.
Wait a minute. You said the Patriots are?
Scientists are known strategists,
Kenneth,
or cheaters.
Kenneth, wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. I agree with you, Kenneth.
But listen.
Wow, that's a first.
No, I do. Kenneth, you're saying some real stuff. Go ahead, Kenneth. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. The discipline, okay? The coach, he's an old guy. this is what the Ravens need. They need to be in the bed by 9, okay? They need to stop being in the local clubs, okay? And next time they go see the Ravens, they need to put paper bags on their head. Getting back to the Brady Bunch, Tom Brady and them, those boys are bad, all jokes aside. Now, what you got to say about that?
Now, here's the thing, Kenneth. Here's the thing. Now, people, and I know that those continued rumors, and it probably will be continued rumors about them cheating. I get that. Okay. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about them. The last few games that they have played, the opposite team have had the opportunity to beat them. Now, I don't know about you, Kenneth, but when I saw the last Super Bowl with them and the Falcons, I thought the Falcons really had it in the bag. You cannot tell me that they cheated from a 25-point deficit. Kenneth?
You talking about the Eagles?
No, I'm talking about the Patriots. I'm saying, at this point, we just got to get to the reality of this, Mikel, that the Patriots is a doggone great team.
This is what – it's not for me. It's not about the Patriots – single-handedly. This is the interesting thing about this whole playoff experience this year is that you saw some oldies but goodies go before They had to go. You saw some guys that you're so used to talking about them in the conversation of the playoffs. They had to go.
Yes,
I mean, Matt Ryan, you go bye-bye. Ben Roethlisberger, y'all shouldn't have been looking for this game. They thought they were going to AFC Championship so bad they was getting ready for New England. They forgot about Jacksonville. You go adios, muchacho. And then on top of that, Drew Brees is gone. So for me to continue to roll steam and keep the objective of this all going, it gets kind of – real recognized is real, and respect is all about respect. But it gets pretty boring.
Wait a minute.
When you're looking
but this is
at
sports.
The New England Patriots going into the Super Bowl.
I don't get that.
I understand the ideology of this is a team that always come, that always can never be counted out. You have to respect them. In all retrospect, people, and you know, 410-319-8888. We do not have a legitimate – do you really – when you say you hate the Patriots, do you have a legitimate reason why you hate the New England Patriots? You really do not have a reason to like them. If anybody can call up here and give me a real reason besides I'm sick of them, then there's nothing you can really hate about. I can score a touchdown in that system.
Wait a minute.
I mean, and Bill Belichick, what the heck of a sleeve cutter? Whoever cuts the sleeves is a very excellent thing, America.
Hey, let me and Kenneth, thank you so much for checking in. We appreciate it, man. Hey, look, let me ask you, I got to ask this question, Mikel. You are the, you're the sports lady.
So they say.
When Michael Jordan was playing in his prime and Chicago was going to the finals year after year with Michael Jordan, nobody was saying, you know what, I'm so sick and tired of the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. Not a lot of people because I want to be like Mike, but I bet you people in Utah was sick of him.
I bet
the Utah Jazz was sick of him. I bet you Gary Payton was putting on his gloves every time because he was cold, because he was sick of him and Sean Kemp being ousted by Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan himself faced some adversity. The Detroit Pistons punched him and Scottie Pippen out of there every time and every chance they got. Let's move on, shall we? New England Patriots 24, Jacksonville Jaguars 20. Blake Bortles plays the game of his life, man. 23 of 26, 293 yards, one touchdown. Leonard Fournette, I do not understand why they kept trying to feed the ball. They take away your best option. Why do you want to continue to want to run the ball? 24 carries, 76 yards, one touchdown. Tom Brady, he was there, people, the GOAT. 26 of 38, 290 yards, two touchdowns. Brandon Cooks, what a heck of a game he had. Six receptions, 100 yards. Danny Amendola, seven receptions, 84 yards, including the catch to seal the deal and how to keep your feet in bounds. It's so pretty on Amendola. Rob Gronkowski, Gronk was there, but very rare for Gronk. One reception, 21 yards. Of course, he left the game before halftime with
a
concussion. We do not know. We're still checking on that. I mean, he took a heck of a hit. I mean, he's so tall. It wasn't a hit that was grimy. That wasn't the case. You could tell. I mean, how do you defend Gronkowski? Buddy took a hit. All things going well for first. You know, for Jacksonville, they are pulling the upset. Your classic tale of David versus Goliath, and it looked like David was going to win this time, but you got to play four quarters of defense. The great Stephen A. Smith that I love so well, and Drake can attest to this, you have to have them Tom Brady tap dancing back there like great Gregory Hines. You have to get him on the field, that number 12 jersey, looking like it's seen nothing but the turf. You do that for only two, 3.5 quarters, and then you let off. Defense too aggressive, 98 yards worth of penalties. One drive, the Patriots went down 80 yards, 40 yards of that was penalties for Raji. And then at some point they let up. And on top of that, this is what you don't do. Before I come on, Faraji, I don't talk about how I am the greatest. The only one that could talk about how they was the greatest and actually go on and perform and be the greatest was Muhammad Ali. I slip up sometime. I'm going to shut my mouth before I come in and do my job. Jalen Ramsey, I get it. We all know about, you know, you got to put your bravado out there. People thinking you can't beat the Patriots. Shut up, brother. All y'all shut up. You be quiet. You go in. You play the game. You don't talk up a mess. Because guess what? If something happens to you, which happens to you, this is what happened. I don't know what happens when the Patriots see that they're down something to three, because they were down 14-3 in the first quarter.
Right.
Well, the first half. And then they were down 28-3 in the Super Bowl, and we all know what happened.
Hey, we know what happened. Here's the interesting
There's
the interesting fact about this, Mikel. I don't know if you picked this up. I'm sure you did. The Patriots have never won a Super Bowl by more than 6 points, and every game they play is full of drama. They never won a Super Bowl by more than 6 points. Wow.
I mean, last year you got the adversity. You got Deflategate, and what better way to tell Roger Goodell you ain't nothing, in lack of better words, than for him to hand you the MVP trophy on national television. So I guess Tom Brady proved the point. You got all these injuries. Gronk was out. All this stuff that's going on in New England, and they come back from behind and win the Super Bowl. This year, on the other hand, you got a lot of teams that should have pulled it off. I'm looking very reminiscent of the year that the Giants beat them. You know, you're coming in, you've had two games of adversity. My question, what team are we going to see from the New England Patriots? Because something about the Super Bowl, they go in and they get unenthused or something like that. You coming in and you're playing a team like the Patriots, what Patriots team are we going to see? And if we know anything about defense, if we're talking about defense, the Giants had the blueprint. I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles defense is not that shabby, not shabby at all. We all seen what they were able to do last Sunday. Four quarters of defense, people. I know you all like the Patriots. I respect the Patriots, too. I cannot deny the greatness. Tom Brady's 30 for 30 is going to be lit.
Right.
I would like to figure out the title, 12, the unstoppable. Anywho, people cannot do it. I am going for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not, and you know, 410-319-8888, people. Super Bowl 52, what's your prediction? So please don't call up here saying, in my heart, I want the Eagles to win. However, the bet in me. When you're sitting down getting your chicken wings, your beer, everything set up for the Super Bowl, you ready to hear them commercials, who are you going to root for in Super Bowl 52 in Minnesota?
All I'm going to root for are the Dorito ads.
Of course you are. You know, if you know anything about Farage,
I'm going to root for the Dorito ads.
He cannot do a show without having multiple bags of Doritos. We joke to him every night about this situation.
Hey, man.
It doesn't stop even
when he's sick.
Stop
making a good corn chip.
It doesn't even stop when he's sick.
It's addictive.
Soup.
It's addictive.
Doritos.
When you have Robert Shaheed advocating for Dorito usage, it's addictive. So
I don't understand why these phone lines ain't ringing, people. 410-319-8888. You heard me. Y'all asked the question. Super Bowl 52.
I just want Doritos.
You got? Come talk to me, baby. Man. You got to re rolling with the Ramos. Are you going to miss this opportunity?
Look. I already know who I'm going for. I live in a house where my wife is a Patriots fan. That's right. I know. I lose my black card. I know. There are no black people that play on the Patriots. I get it. Where did we get that farce from? That's a myth. Of course there are black people in Boston. Of course.
Interesting stat. Interesting stat, Farage.
Just a couple of people in downtown and about six of them in Roxbury.
We got a couple people from Philadelphia in the building. Shout out to Adrian. Shout out to Robert Shaheed. Something else you're going to find a little bit interesting. You know, I think I know everything because I work for Fox 45 and I actually work for the news. So I think I know everything. So something interesting. The battle of the Super Bowl. You all right?
Yeah.
The battle for the Super Bowl goes past just the field. So in Boston, they're no longer selling Philadelphia cream cheese.
Really?
And in Philadelphia, you cannot get a Boston, there's a donut spot. You cannot get the Boston donut. Anything that's affiliated to New England, you will not find in Philadelphia
that's
right
now.
Anything
have
in New England, you wouldn't
find it. Have the mayors made a challenge or have they made a bet like to give their cities?
I haven't heard anything
you haven't
of
heard
that,
anything yet.
But I don't think this goes down to the mayors. 413-198-8888. We got less than 10 minutes left in
Check
the show,
this
people.
Out.
Are you really not going to tell me who you're going for?
Let me just say this. Suppose Philadelphia cream cheese isn't actually made in Philadelphia. Then what happens? Huh?
It is made in Philadelphia, right?
Is it made in? No, it's not made. It's not made in.
Are Utz chips still made in Baltimore?
No, all Utz chips are made in Landover, Maryland.
Okay.
That's
my
right.
country, sir.
That's right. Landover.
In other news outside of the Super Bowl, I hope you still call and tell me who you want us to win in the Super Bowl. All-Star break is coming up. Couple snubs.
couple of snubs.
I mean, this whole new playoff ground-esque Team LeBron, Team Steph, the pickings. A lot of people, Paul George notably not in the rankings to go. Chris Paul in the year he's had, despite the injuries and what he's been able to do for Houston, yeah, alongside James Harden. A lot of people unhappy. Four All-Stars, of course, are coming from the Bay.
Right.
Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, and we also have Steph Curry are going. And a lot of people a little bit unhappy. In other news, people, sports and society go hand in hand. Don't ever forget that, because, you know, after all, when 9/11 happened, let's be real, everybody was looking for football to bring us, to shed a greater light in America and show people that there was light at the end of the tunnel after such a tragedy. I always say that, so you should always remember that. Larry Nassar, long gymnast, not trainer, but he was a doctor. And 175 years he gets for sexual misconduct against some of the greatest gymnasts. Allie Raisman, you're familiar with her, the Olympic medalist. She came out and spoke. The Me Too movement, not just going on in Hollywood, but also going on in the sports world as well. Not to mention he was already facing 60 years on child pornography charges. You women stood up. You women called it. And this man will go away because of his indiscretions. Michigan State under investigation because he worked for them. I don't know how many years they let him go out without this being detected.
Right.
It's not always about the right time, but the time is here. He will pay.
I hear that. Mikel Ramos, thank you so much for checking in with your Rolling with Ramos tonight. We appreciate it. Go Eagles or go Patriots?
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby. Because I ain't you. But anything that's please win.
You're only picking the Eagles because they're closer to D.C. than Boston.
Nah, I really ain't got it. I used to hate LeSean McCoy back in the day, even though I loved him. Please, people, make sure you tune in to your favorite sports podcast, Roaming the Airwaves, Rolling with Ramos, by going to SoundCloud, R-O-L-I-N-G, with Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. You can also look up The Working Class on your podcast, on your iTunes. Click on that icon, and it's right there. We doing it for the people that like to guard the perimeter, baby. I'm putting on my glove like Gary Payton, me and my boy Tristan. Episode 20, the Gary Payton edition.
Gotcha.
Ready for you.
Rolling with Ramos, Mikel Ramos. Now, let's check in with our producer, Mr. Alex Blanc, for tonight's headlines. All right. I thought we was going to do some music. Sorry, apparently, the button got stuck.
Flavor in your ear.
It's all good.
It is all good. You don't have no theme music tonight. Oh, there you go. There we go. Yeah, that flavor.
It's okay. We're going to have a conversation with Dre after.
See what happens when I'm not on the boys' plan?
All right, Alex.
One job, Dre. One job.
you like the kicker.
Press the button, man. Just press the button.
Hey.
It's stuck, Faraji. It's
quick,
stuck.
Though, can I get my Super Bowl pick?
Yes. What's your Super Bowl pick?
Don't Doubt Thomas.
he called him by his full name.
Don't Doubt Thomas.
You want to hear something funny? Lil Duval, he's from Jacksonville, and he was quite upset. Tom Brady posted a picture of him and Giselle and celebrating, and he said, "You a whole explicit words. Come to Jacksonville, see what we."
He don't have to come to Jacksonville. He got properties in California, Boston. What are you coming to Jacksonville for?
He was very upset that his team lost.
Angry fan.
He got 5 rings.
Right. You're
I got 5 rings.
Hey, look. Y'all, you can say you a whole winner. All right.
That's why he said don't come here no more. He can't go there because every time you go there,
it's from 5 rings.
Hey, man.
The sun ain't the only thing shining down in Jacksonville when Tom gets through. All right. Go ahead, Alex. Talk to me.
But your girl Omarosa, man.
Oh, my gosh. Miss Manigault.
Miss Manigault Newman has landed her first job since being fired from the White House. The former director of communications for the White House Office of Public Liaison has officially signed with the American Program Bureau and will take on speaking opportunities. Apparently, she is requesting up to $50,000 per engagement.
That's small change.
Yeah.
That's small change, folks. I'm not lying. Some of these folks will get up to 100, 200,000. She worked in the White House. She's a reality show star. She's Omarosa. She's going to bring the numbers.
She
I wonder how much Netflix would have offered her.
I mean, she got... Oh,
jeez.
Let's not
make this. I'm so sorry. That wasn't nice. Monique is the NSU grad.
Too soon.
You're too soon. All right.
Our next headline, Kendrick Lamar and SZA will be headlining TDE's The Championship Tour, the first ever full label tour, which will include recent signees Sir, J-Rock, Schoolboy Q, and more.
Nice.
It's lit.
First thing, Kendrick and SZA are doing big things. He's produced the Black Panther soundtrack. That's going
to
be okay, Kendrick.
To the listeners,
Kendrick taking over 2018. He's up for Grammys. Okay, Kendrick. Okay, enough, Kendrick.
Jay Holiday coming for SZA.
Right. But Kendrick has a problem with Lupe Fiasco, so me and Kendrick are probably not the best of friends right now.
I mean,
Lupe, you can't say nothing about
him. He's not going to be your friend either if he beats Jay for record.
All right, go ahead, Alex.
Our last headline, the GOAT has returned.
Who?
The true GOAT, Serena Williams.
Oh, yes.
After 5 months, count it, 5 months after having given birth to her daughter, Alexis Olympia, the tennis pro will return to compete in the Fed Cup.
Can I add to some sports news on that, too?
Yes.
Kobe Bryant, not just 20 years of greatness and retiring number 8 and 24. Call it Oscar-nominated, people. Dear Basketball, the animated film about his career from childhood until he retired, is now Oscar-nominated.
Nice. That's what's up.
And one more throw in there. Gabrielle Union.
Yes.
She gets a Bad Boy spinoff.
Really?
Picked up by NBC.
Really?
Yep.
That's going to be interesting.
So this spinoff,
are they
going to
have
her
cameos?
I would hope so. But this follows her special agent, Sydney Burnett, as she lives and she works in Los Angeles as a detective for the LAPD.
Get out of here.
So be on the lookout for that.
I'm
still waiting for Bad Boys 3, though.
We're going to wait forever.
I mean, you know, Martin Lawrence got to bulk up. I mean,
it's not coming out no more, bro.
Hit the gym a little bit.
Nah.
Martin Lawrence lose like 20 pounds.
It's not happening.
Be good.
It's not happening. Alex, thank you so much for tonight's headlines.
As always, it's a pleasure, sir.
Absolutely. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. Up next is In the Groove with our special guest host, Brother Robert Shaheen, who's sitting in for the bass man tonight. But I want to thank my fantastic team, Alex Blanc, Mieka Down, Mikel Ramos on the boards and in studio, Dre Day, and our production assistant, Essence Mosley. Also, I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of the great conversation. Make sure you continue the conversation on our social media at For the Culture. Also, befriend me. I want your friendship. So hit me up at Faraji Muhammad, F-A-R-A-J-I-I, Muhammad on all social media platforms. That's going to do it for us. As always, never be afraid to challenge what's wrong, stand for what's right, while being yourself in the process. I'm Faraji Muhammad. Tomorrow, we're going to be checking in with Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford to talk to us about everything Maryland and a whole lot more. As always, Baltimore, keep your station locked to where you got it. It's For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org, the voice of the community. And always be good for the culture. Peace.